Well, Nancy, after 481 entries, the KPLU Food for Thought Haiku Contest is over, and we have our winners here in the studios. It was a wild contest, wasn't it?
It sure was, and this is the most amount of people we've ever had with us at one time. Isn't that right, Stein?
It is. We've never had so many people in the studio before, but we were lucky on such short notice. So let's bring our second runner-up, Mike Yanaga, to the microphone. And Mike, where are you from?
Federal Way.
Did you give a lot of thought to your haiku? Did you try it out a lot of different ways?
Actually not. I usually write them pretty quickly.
Is this something you do regularly?
Yes. I'm in a writing group. We meet once a week. And haiku is one of the things that I happen to write a lot.
So you were well prepared for this one.
Obviously.
And you are the winner of a $50 gift certificate from Wajamaya. And Mike, would you read your haiku for us, please?
My mother is gone. I have her recipes now. Her love still feeds me.
That's really a beautiful haiku.
Absolutely.
And now let's bring our first runner-up to the microphone, Stephanie Fisher. So, Stephanie, how much editing and writing and rewriting and so on did you do?
It took a few tries to get it just the way I wanted it.
Yes. Did you think that you would come out this week?
No, I didn't know that it was going to be this much of an endeavor, but it was certainly fun and enjoyed tuning in and watching myself stay in second, first, third, fourth place, and didn't kind of want to be stuck with the ramen, but, you know.
It's the good
ramen.
Hey,
what's the matter with
that? I know. That's what everyone says. Ramen.
That's from Wajamaya.
Wajamaya ramen is the best.
Yeah, I was going to get you the good stuff, too, with the organic MSGs. Well, would you like to read your haiku for us?
I would. Goddess in a tree, savory sweet, your fate mine, juicy plum I eat.
That's a great one. And you have brought some plums,
too. I brought some plums. We've been enjoying those. They're quite delicious. So pass them on to whoever you like.
You know, I used to have a raccoon that lived in my plum tree in one of the houses I lived in Seattle. And I would sit by the window and watch that thing eat my delicious plums while it watched me watching him.
Very rude.
Yeah, they have little fingers that they can signal you with, too, while they do that. Well, Stephanie, congratulations again, and you are the winner of a $100 gift certificate from Wajamaya. Enjoy.
Great, thanks. It was lots of fun.
And Nancy, if you would please introduce our first place finisher.
And I have with me Jody Dills. Where do you live, Jody?
Maple Leaf, Seattle.
Do you work on this a long time, or did it just come off the top of your head?
Well, I came up with the names of the food first, and that just kind of rolled together. I was driving when I wrote it.
Hopefully not at the same time.
It was written in my head, so I had to keep repeating it to myself as I was driving so that when I stopped, I could write it down.
Okay, give it to us.
My pomegranate embraces your persimmon. Let us wrap our love.
I love that. And we should point out that lettuce is spelled
L-E-T-T-U-C-E, as in the salad ingredient, and wrap, as in the hip-hop ingredient.
Jody wins $200 gift certificate from Wajamaya. That ought to buy a lot of ramen. Hmm?
Thank you so much. I'm really honored. Thank you so much.
Well, Mike, Stephanie, and Jody, thank you all so much for your great haiku. And also our thanks to all the other people that entered this contest, 481 different haiku. Thanks again so much to Wajamaya, the Pacific Northwest's Asian grocery and gift store, for their support in these swell prizes. With Seattle Times food writer Nancy Leeson, I'm Dick Stein.